felt like we were cheated, in a way. I didn't think so at the time. I enjoyed it the way it was. But now, after I grew up, I thought to myself, why didn't we go to school all day? You know? But then you learn how to sew and to bake and do laundry work and different things.
What the guys do, the boys do.
What is it?
What the boys do?
The boys were the same. You know, they had
helped with the laundry.
They had various things. They worked. We had the school had their own farm toward Everett Point, quite a ways over, but they had nice farming. They raised all the vegetables for all winter. You know, we had enough carrots and rutabagas and potatoes. They fed good, and they had. They used to have a wood fire in the kitchen, and they cooked the meat in a thing called a cauldron. And the fire was underneath that, and was just like, it was made of heavy material, like, what would you call it? They make fry pans out of that now, a real thick.
Cast iron?
And that meat was so good, I think they had steer beef or something. That beef, the beef today doesn't taste like it did when I went to school. Yeah, so that was good. And we had to march into the dining room in order. The boys came in on their side, and the girls on this side, and there was about 10 at each table. And we had to say grace before we ate. And then after we ate, then we'd go to our classes, you know, wherever we were assigned to. In the morning we went to school. And we had a superintendent by the name of Dr. Benson. He was our superintendent and our doctor. And on Sundays, we'd have either a minister would come on Sunday, one Sunday, and then some Sundays a priest would come. And the Sundays that we didn't have a preacher.
Where would the preacher come from? Tower?
Well, yeah, they were from, Father Boo was a priest, and that's an old priest. He was the one baptized us. I don't know where the minister came from, probably Tower, from either the Presbyterian Church or the Methodist, I don't know, or Lutheran, I don't know what, and I didn't know his name, but that's the way, and then we had to, so then when Dr. Benson would lead the singing, we sang all those hymns, the Protestant hymns, so when I go to the Catholic Church, when we got to the Catholic Church, they were singing all those Protestant hymns. I thought, well, I know all of those because I learned them at the Indian school. Let's see, what else would you...
How long did you go to the school?
It only went to the sixth grade.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and then for the seventh grade, I came to Ely. But I felt like I was way behind the times because it was hard for me here. It was easy for me in Tower at the school. But when I came to the public school here, they were so much more advanced, and I thought it was a little hard. And so on the eighth, when I was going to be in the eighth grade, I went to Pipestone, the southern part of the state, and then went to the eighth grade. So I graduated from there. Then I came back to school in Ely for 1 year, high school. Then I quit. I didn't have the clothes. You know the way the kids were dressing then? I just had two dresses. We were poor as church mice. So, that's...
And then Frank, did he go to the school?
What?
Did Frank go to the school?
Frank and Andrew, my dad favored boys, I think. And he sent the boys here to Ely. Okay. And my sister went to Ely. She went to the Tower School for a little while, but she started in Ely. And we never had any trouble. Like, now some of them say they're ostracized. But we never ran into any of that in Ely. There was only one fellow called me Indian. When I was a girl, I went uptown to get groceries, and I was carrying them home because we didn't have a car. And the road down to where I lived at Lakeside in Ely, there was a guy raking. He was working for the city. And then when I went by, he says, Indian. All I did was stick out my tongue at him. And you know, his brother married my sister, Rolando. Yeah. That was kind of a coincidence, you know. So, and you can ask me questions. Okay. I might forget what I...
Yeah, what about your parents?
My mother was born in Tower.
What was her name?
Her name was Damashkoizi. They only had one name, so it was hard to keep track of a family because they didn't have surnames. You know, one might be Ogimakwa, then Damashkoizi. That was, she had three names, but one, I can't remember what the other one was. And my aunt's name was Sesegavawik, but they called her Manatashish, and she used to say, Hini Tokibagatis. She was a widow. And my dad was French and Irish. And his mother came over from Ireland when she was a young girl. That must have been hard for them to leave their parents over there. I don't know why she left. Of course, they were abused over there. Their taxes were high. And if you had one egg in your chicken coop, those guys that were collecting taxes would take that one egg for taxes. So she came over, and then she met my grandfather on the boat. He was going to Detroit, Michigan. No, she was going to Detroit, and he was going to Canada right across the way. I don't know what the name of the little town. He had relatives in Canada, and they kept dating, and they finally got married, and they lived in Michigan. So that was kind of interesting story, because they met on the boat.
That was your mother?
No, that was my dad's mother.
Your grandma.
So my dad was French and Irish. So I'm a little kind of Heinz's mixture.
Yeah. Did you do all the ricin and gathering like sugar bush and all that stuff? Maple in?
We used to go and see my aunt when she was making maple sugar. Over near Aurora, they had a good maple trees there. But after a while, they were not allowed to do that anymore.
But how old were you when you went to watch?
I was married then. Because John, my son John, my daughter Norma is retired, and my son John is retired. But John had to retire because he was assistant postmaster here in Ely. But he couldn't stand that stress, you know, on the post. And he had kind of a strict boss. But he was good to John. But just the same, John had a bad heart attack, and he had, I don't know how many years ago now, quite a few years ago he's had that. So he's doing good, though, because his wife cooks the right stuff, you know. No fat, no salt, and vegetables, and mostly chicken and fish. So, and if there's anything else you want to know?
Oh, yeah. What else did you do during, you went to school the whole school year, or did you go year-round at the school?
Oh, no, we started school in September, and we were allowed to come home for Christmas on the train. It only cost us it was either 25 cents to come from Tower or 50 cents, and then Easter, too. And then school wasn't out until around 20th of June, so we had a long school. You know, it was a long year. But I liked it down there. We used to have dances. And
how old were you about when you went to school?
Oh, my. That's one thing I had against my dad. I don't know what he was keeping me home for. I didn't start school till I was 9 years old, so they put me right in the first grade. And I always felt like I was bigger than the other kids, you know. I always felt that way. So it was all right, though. I learned fast. I could learn fast. I had to until I catch up. I don't know. So then...
So what'd you do during the summer?
In the summer, we picked berries. We'd go up. My dad took us on a lot of... Because he was a guide. And he took us on a lot of canoe trips. His work was seasonal. And he took us on canoe trips. And I'm glad he took us. I used to hate them.
About where did you go?
Oh, we went to Basswood Lake, Crooked Lake, all those Indian paintings, and Low Lake, Slim Lake, Vermilion, and we went to a lot of places. And first time we went to Basswood, we saw these fishermen, And there was the Chosas. They had long hair down to their, way down to here, and they had braids. And I never saw men with braids before. I just marveled at them. We passed them in a canoe, and my dad stopped to talk to them. There was the three brothers, Leo and Henry. I can't remember the other one's name. There was three of them anyway. They were fishermen. They were commercial fishermen, and they would sell their fish to a company in Duluth. So they did well up there, and they lived year-round in Basswood.
How would you get up there?
By canoe. My dad had a 17-foot canoe. It was heavy. It was a man-killer, too. So there was four of us in the middle of the canoe, and my mother kept us busy. I don't know what these leaves are called, but there's a lot of them around in the woods. Great big leaves, about this big. So she'd pick a bunch of those, and then we'd put them in our mouth and make different designs, keep us busy. You know, otherwise we'd fight.
Yeah.
So it was.
And after picking berries, you went racing?
Oh, and then we picked berries and we'd get a bushel. We'd go home and my mother would can them. She never used sugar because she saved her sugar for the coffee and tea. She just canned them real. She just boiled them, put them in the jars hot, and they kept fine. And we put a little sugar on them when we ate them. And then she used to make bannock out in the woods. She made four that big. And we'd grab that first bannock and she'd say, don't eat it all up there, because she said, I'm not through yet. And then, so we'd always have, she'd cook some berries and then we'd have bacon, you know. My dad always bought a slab of bacon. We ate a lot of bacon. I must be full of cholesterol or something. So anyway, I'm glad he took us on those trips. Why I didn't like the canoe trips is on a rainy day, we'd have to sit in a tent, and with four kids, and my mother trying to cook in the rain, and then sometime we got caught on a portage it was raining hard. Then we had cheap shoes, you know, probably paper, and the feet would get so wet, and you could hear the water squishing through. I used to just hate rainy days, though. So when my dad would say, well, Mary, he'd say to my mother, we got to take the kids on a canoe trip. And I used to just hate that. But I'm glad he took us. I can't go now. Yeah, he meant well. That's the only way he could entertain us.
So what did
So then my mother would can those berries. And then in about 10 days, he'd say, well, let's go pick some more berries, Mary. We need another bushel. So we'd go and pick. And it was good picking. The berries were so thick. We went over on Bass Lake, which is near our resort, so she canned about three bushel, and then she used to buy cranberries from some Indians that lived on White Iron.
Do you know who they were?
Oh yeah, their name was Mr. and Mrs. Sam. They were nice people. Oh, they were a lovely couple, Mr. and Mrs. Sam, the old, then there's some young Sams now, I know, but those are the younger generation, probably. These would be their grandparents or great-grandparents. But the old couple, they were such a nice couple. They didn't drink or anything. They were lovely. And they made me a little rabbit blanket one time, you know, a little crib size. And they used to tease me about my rabbit blanket. I was always wrapped up in my little rabbit blanket. And I wish that I don't know what ever happened to it. And then they'd go ricing after the blueberries, you know, they'd go ricing.
Where would they do that?
Well, they would do that on, we have some lakes called Little Rice, Big Rice, and Lapana, up on the Echo Trail you go up.
Yeah, I've been to Lapana.
Yeah, Lapana, and then there's Vermilion River. We never went up there, but
that'd be a ways to go.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's, and so we, my sister was born on Lapana, Mrs. Rolando, you know, my sister. But she told me, don't ever tell anybody I was born in the woods. I said, what's the deal? You can't help where you're born. She had a little, you know, she said, don't tell anybody. So I never said anything.
So where is the rest born?
Andrew was born in Tower on the reservation because my mother had a sister there.
Who was?
Zezeg all the week.
Okay.
And then she thought, well, she could help her. But when the time, she was going to help my mother, when the time came, and she saw, she said, "Shh, I can't do that. My mother had to cut the cord herself."
Wow.
Yeah, that was, you know, they went through, and you know, they were just lucky they didn't have infection or anything like that. And Frankie, where was Frankie born? Now, I don't know. You know, I can't remember where Frank was born. I was older than two when he was born. I was about 10 or 11, I think. No, I can't remember where Frank was born. Mom probably told him. I can't remember. Let's see.
Did you know, go around? You said you went up to White Iron. Did you go travel around? And
oh,
were
we
there
went.
Other people
we spent,
around?
No, we spent two winters up on. We spent two winters up on a place called Bald Eagle Lake. Bald Eagle, that's east of Ely, toward the Kuishewa. And the other, Bald Eagle, and there was another lake there. And there was a colony of Indians there, and that's where Mr. and Mrs. Sam were. And I can't remember who the others were.
How old were you then?
Well, I was the only one in the family. My sister wasn't born yet. See, I had a little brother that died after me, so I was 6 years older than my sister Ellen. So she wasn't up there with us. And my half-brother George Marsh was with us. My mother was married before. She had five children, but they all died except this George. He was a half-brother, and he was a real nice fellow. He lived on the reservation at Tower. He was married to
Rose?
That was Rose Marsh's father.
Oh.
They only had that one child. Rosie just died about a year ago. I couldn't get to her funeral. I just wasn't able to go. I had an appointment in Duluth, and her son-in-law wanted to come and get me. He says, "I'll come and get you, Aunt Mary." I says, "I can't go. I have this appointment." He says, "Can't you make it?" "But you can't change those appointments. I have to wait 4 months because I've got asthma, you know. Very bad." They had to fly me to Duluth once. Well, anyway,
about George Marsh?
Yeah, then George drowned on Pipe Bay, Vermilion. And that must have been in, my daughter Norma was 6 months old, and he wanted to come and see my little girl. And he never got up here. He drowned on the 27th of April, and she was 6 months old. But he painted his boat, and he painted his canoe, and he told his wife, "I want to go up and see my sister's baby." And he never, that was sad. And they didn't find his body until almost a month afterward. It just came up then after. You know, that he was a real nice fellow. I used to tease the life out of him, and he'd hide from me. I guess I was kind of a meanie. And he hid from me one time. My dad and mother were gone, and they left me alone. We didn't live down in Ely then. We lived across the lake from there. And I must have been teasing him or something, and he hid away. He got on the roof of our cabin, and he'd hide on this one. And I was around the building crying. I said, "George, George." No answer. And he wanted to see me cry, I guess, punishing me, which I needed. Yeah. So then my mother and dad didn't make maple sugar, but she always got some from her sister. And we used to go down there.
Was her sister at?
Huh? They were in Aurora there.
Aurora.
That's where they made their...
How many children do you have?
I had Norma, and she worked at Channel 8. She was a secretary for the president. She went to Haskell 1 year, too. She took a business course. And then she went to the university. And then John went to the university, and then he became postmaster. My son Bill worked for the schools, the one that died. He was only 61. He would have been 67 now. He died in 1990. And then Jimmy, my youngest boy, Jim, was born in 1939, and he teaches school in Hermantown. He's a science and math teacher. He likes the woods. He comes up here every chance he gets and goes fishing. His wife couldn't come last week. She goes skiing with him. He's got a nice wife, and he's got two boys. One is a lawyer, the youngest boy is a lawyer, and the other one works for the city of Duluth. So they only had the two boys, and they're both married.
So you had four children?
I had four, uh-huh.
And where were they raised? Were they up in Ely here?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. All in Ely here.
All graduated.
Uh-huh. And they all went to school here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, step back to your grandfather. How much time did you spend with them and your grandparents?
I never knew my mother's mother on that side of the family at all. Her mother died quite young. She didn't know what she died of, but she always complained of a backache. My mother said she'd always say, my back hurts. She probably had kidney failure or something. So I never knew my Indian grandmother and the grandfather either. They were both gone.
Okay. You don't know where they were from or?
No. My mother's mother came from Canada. And she came from a place called Wabigunisaga, and that must be Rose Lake up there. And what was her name? I think her name was Wayej. I don't know how you spell those names.
You remember the Charles Eagle incident at the school?
The what?
Charles Eagle? Do you remember that name?
Charles Eagle?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What is the story on that?
I'm not really sure. I haven't read up on it, but they said he got shot. He was disciplined and they shot him.
He was a what?
He was a student out there.
Oh, he's a student?
Yeah.
You know, I heard there was lots of Gauboy. All of us said, Robert, that's old Robert Gauboy, that's Carl's father. Carl teaches in the university now. But he always said that he lost a brother. And I think he died in an institution, that his brother. He was on the slow side, you know. And I think he used to come over, he'd run across from, you know, the Indian school was right here, and across the bay over here, there was a bunch of cabins where the Indians lived there. And that kid used to run over barefooted in the snow, and he'd make the kids laugh. I remember when he'd come home, he'd put his finger in his mouth and he'd make that noise, you know, and all the kids would laugh at him. They liked him.
So there was where the school was, there was more across the lake?
Yeah. It's kind of in, there's a bay, you know, the school was located here and towers right straight across. Mm-hmm. Well, there's cabins there, I guess. Some of my grandsons have taken lots there and built a cabin. Roger Tudeloff is there, and he loves it there. He sold his home in Chisholm after he retired. He taught school there.
Yeah, Roger's my neighbor.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. He's a nice fellow.
Yeah, he's the closest neighbor I got.
Yeah, and his wife is nice, you know. So they're in Arizona. I think they'll be coming home sometime in April.
Soon.
Uh-huh. So he's anxious to get back. Yeah.
Why do you think they put the school on Vermilion?
I don't know. I suppose because the reservation was there. I don't know.
But why not in that lake?
Well, it was a bigger reservation up at Ned Lake, and this was smaller. I don't know why they put it there.
Maybe because of the waterways? Or?
It might be. Might be. Yeah, because their water up there is kind of, they all have wells, don't they, up there, do they?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
But they seem so isolated up there where Vermilion.
Yeah, right. Easier to get to town. You can go by car now. And they used to go by canoe, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard of some kids going to school in canoes across the lake, and they'd have to walk across the lake in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a nice school there. It was, I liked it there. Something to do all the time, you know. Interesting. We went up when I was about 13 years old. We all went up, and we went with...
You went up to LaCroix.
LaCroix. We went with the Bougie family. And it, you could make it one day, but we slept on the way because my brother Frank was real young, and he was crying one time. And I don't know, they had a fox there. And I think Mr. Bougie shot that fox. I don't know why. And it's, my brother Andrew says to Frank, "Don't cry," he says. "If you stop crying, you can have some of that fox to eat." They didn't even eat them. And, but we went up there, and they were having a ceremony. That must have been, it was in the fall, like September. And you know how many moose we saw? 25 moose on our way.
Wow.
25 moose. And they were beautiful. And, excuse me. One stood on the river and he wouldn't let us go by. That river wasn't very wide. And I think it was it was their mating season. And that bull wouldn't move. He just stood there and he was big. And I never liked to tell that part that Mr. Bougie had to shoot him. What could you do with it? He must have been weighed over 1,000 pounds. He had to put 11 shots into him.
Wow.
Then we could go by. But that was kind of scary because the river wasn't very wide. He could have just crushed those canoes.
Yeah.
And we got up there the next day. And they were very nice to us. We had a place to stay. And they had a ceremony the next day. It wasn't a gift dance, it was a religious one. And that's more, you know, it isn't like a gift dance, you know, where you have fun. But that. For about 2 hours or more. And my dad said after he got, I couldn't understand every word because, you know, it seemed like the words were close together. But he went on and he never took a pause or a drink of water. He was a smart Anishinaabe. And my dad said, if he was educated in our schools, he would have made a brilliant lawyer, whoever he was. And after that, of course, we had a feast ahead. They had duck, they cooked wild rice, and they put blueberries in there, dried blueberries. And that was good. So I don't know how long we stayed up there. We stayed up there a few days and came back home. And that was a nice trip.
Do any other traveling, like up to Net Lake? Or?
No, we never went up to Net Lake. Never went up to Net Lake.
How about to Fond du Lac? Any connections to Fond du Lac Indians?
Fond du Lac. I knew some of the kids that went to school at Tower.
School.
Mostly from Cloquet. They were from Cloquet. We had a teacher at Tower. I don't know what grade he taught. It was, if it was the fifth or the sixth grade, but he had one young fella in there that would mouth off to him. And one day he did it too much. And our teacher, he was Irish, McMullen was his name, Mr. McMullen. He could just take so much, and then he had to put his Irish temper up. And he grabbed that guy one day. He laid him on the floor. Boy, he gave it to that guy. And he never did that again, that fellow. And Mr. McMullen got after me one day. I was fooling around with, I couldn't get my fractions. He says, "Mary, get up on the board there. Do your fractions." And he told me, I got up there, I was a regular dummy. I says, Mr. McMullen, I says, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Okay, I'm going to keep you after school. Kept me after school. And he drilled me and drilled me. I got my fractions after that. I didn't want him to beat me up.
Yeah.
He was a good teacher, though.
Are there any legends you'd like to have recorded?
The what?
Any legends or like the future generation should know about?
Well, I don't know.
Because the main reason why I'm doing this is because I'd like my daughter to know.
Uh-huh. How many children do you have?
I have one.
Just one, huh?
Uh-huh. She's five, so.
Uh-huh. You're not related to Jeanette, are you?
No.
Not Jeanette Bogey?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, my grandpa went out to that school, Albert Strong.
Oh, yeah, Albert. I know Albert. He's still living.
Yeah.
Albert is a nice fellow. We went up to see them, two years ago, Norma and I went up there. And Ruthie was out baking rice. She had a handkerchief, you know, that stuff made her itchy. She says, oh, I'm so dirty, Mary. She says, I feel itchy. And she grabbed me but Albert couldn't talk to me, said he couldn't hear. So he says, write down what you want. So that's the way we conversed, you know. I'd write down, then he'd tell me, ask a question, and I'd answer it that way on the paper. Yeah, they're a nice couple, Ruthie and Albert. Well, it's nice for the younger generation to know about, you know, what went on in the early days. And it was hard, you know, it was hard to make a living, you know.
Yeah, they can't really believe, kids now can't believe that school was even there, you know.
Yeah, that's right, uh-huh.
It was so big.
It was a beautiful school. They had a laundry, and one year I saw Halley's Comet when I was there. We were up in our dorm, and he says, I think the end of the world's coming. You know how kids will talk. We each had our own bed, and we were looking out that window, and we saw. Then I saw it again this last time, so I've seen it twice now. And what else did we have there?
How about the animals? Yeah, horses?
The what?
Did you have horses?
Oh, yes, we had horses at the school. They would go and meet anybody that came on a train, and we'd go to town by a horse, you know, sled. They had four horses hitched together, and in the summer we'd go to town and shop. We'd have a dollar or two, and we thought we were rich. And I bought an umbrella one year. I was coming home, school was up, and I went up to. There was a lady that had a store by the name of Mrs. Murphy in Tower. And she sold me an umbrella. I had $2 and I bought the umbrella. And it started to rain, and then the wind came, and my umbrella went inside out. That was funny.
Yeah.
And then we'd just stay uptown all day. We'd go to that ice cream place, Martella's. And that Martha was a good friend of mine, that Martha. She's retired now. I think she taught school.
Yeah.
And I knew her. I tried to call her one day. She must be in her 80s. And I think she lives upstairs of the store. But I know the lady that has that bought that drugstore. She's from Ely.
Oh.
Yeah, she comes up to a meeting here for the businesswomen, and I see her once in a while.